Current News. I'm John Scott. President Biden fighting to save his reelection effort as he's holding a rally in Wisconsin and sits down for an ABC television network interview. His every answer sure to be scrutinized for evidence of his competency and fitness to run for office. Hurricane Beryl expected to drench parts of the Texas Gulf Coast in the coming days.
A piece of metal twisting in the wind at a Cancun resort as Hurricane Beryl made landfall in Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Power is out in many places. 4 to 8 inches of rain is expected to fall as the storm marches to the west-northwest. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Beryl will weaken from crossing land, but will likely regain hurricane strength over the Gulf of Mexico in the coming days.
Heavy rainfall along the northeastern Mexico, lower and middle Texas coast, beginning late Sunday and into Monday.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, former Israeli Ambassador Michael Oren warning Hezbollah's continuing attacks on Israel could trigger a regional conflict, and one that could drag in the United States.
For now, it's hypothetical, but very realistic, with Hezbollah pummeling northern Israel with hundreds of rockets every day.
Say one of those rockets quite tragically hits a school, hits an army base, kills a great number of children or soldiers.
Oren says the Israeli response and the ensuing escalation could easily reach U.S. naval and shipping vessels.
By a drone, and then the United States would be in the conflagration as well.
Meaning a conflict neither the U.S. nor Israel wants could be one rocket strike away.
We're dealing with a war that could break out not just any day, but any moment.
Bob Agner reporting.
The Dow ahead 48 points and the NASDAQ up 167 now. This is SRN News. America's medical system is making war on people with Down syndrome.
It's well known that if prenatal testing indicates an unborn baby has Down, the doctor will almost certainly advise the mother to have an abortion, and in most cases, she will. But now research out of Harvard Medical School reveals that during the pandemic, people with Down syndrome who became sick were 6 times more likely than ordinary patients to have a do not resuscitate order applied to them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Voters in 5 states will now decide referendums on abortion this year, with potentially more to come. Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Nevada, and South Dakota will hold referendums on enshrining abortion in their state constitutions. Meanwhile, organizers in Arizona and Nebraska have turned in more than enough signatures to put abortion-related ballot questions before voters in November's election. This is SRN News. Rail cars carrying hazardous materials have derailed and burst into flames in a remote area of North Dakota. No one was hurt. 29 cars of a CPKC train derailed near the town of Bordelac, which has about 20 residents. 2 shark attacks reported at South Padre Island in Texas.
Texas Parks and Wildlife says 2 people were hospitalized after shark attacks at South Padre Island on July 4th. 2 others encountered the shark but were not seriously hurt.
I started swimming towards him and then he jumped up out of the water saying shark, shark, shark.
Rainer Cardenas tells KRGV his son-in-law was the first victim and received a severe bite as they swam near Blackbeard's restaurant.
Adrenaline kicked in and I went right after him.
Brian McDaniel of New Brunsfeld says he saw the response to the first attack.
I saw him running towards this guy. I went out there too and this guy was getting pulled out of the water with a big shark bite.
I'm Jennifer King.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.